I've been on this kick lately of thinking about emotional intelligence and how I took it for granted, really, because it seems like one of those things like air or water, where you just think it's everyone knows it, does it, breathes it, drinks it. But then you quickly realize, or not so quickly in my case, that some people don't, you know, and especially with you Agile teams out there, how important it is for the Scrum Master and product owner to, and the team in general, to have a very heightened state of emotional intelligence, or that skill should be razor sharp for you. Let's just say the more effective you are, that, you know, the better it is, you are at it. So you can pick up on people's motives, vibes, or whatever you may call it, really well and easily. You know, I'm an avid poker player, right? And that's just one of those things. Some people call it tells, or some people can just see, you know, sort of sense people's mood or you know, what's happening with them without having to say anything, whether it's a body movement or just a, you know, something you're picking up from them. Something intangible. That's what makes it so difficult, right? It's, you can have a really great engineer or a really great, you know, organizational person, and they, if they lack this skill, you know, and they are in a leadership role on an Agile team or otherwise, it's real detriment. And I don't know, I've been thinking about it, you know, with when you're getting information, your Agile teams out there, you know, if you got someone in the corner, someone in the shadows, someone sitting in the back, someone who's quiet, those are really just as important as anyone else to get information from them, data from them, extract. You might have to work twice as hard, but the information might be twice as good, and it certainly will add to whatever particular task, story, or whatever that you may be working on. It's imperative that you can pick up on these things and just, you know, you gotta have that skill. And it's one of those things, it's, you know, that I've heard in the past, like taste is something that you're just born with. It can't be taught. I think you can improve, obviously, this notion of emotional intelligence, but it's definitely something that someone has, right? I believe, anyways. And it's something that's so important that we used to just dismiss or not even acknowledge in the past. And now we're only realizing now that we're optimizing, you know, productivity via Agile or whatever particular practice you practice, as Austin Powers might say, that this is really, really important. I can't emphasize it enough. So I don't know. It's just something I've been thinking of. Find those people in the back. Find those people in the corners. Find those people in the shadows. Find those people that are silent, and include them. And importantly as well, don't over... You have to watch out for people who are adept at loud voices, right? Who can dominate a conversation or dominate a group structure, because that will tilt thoughts one way or another, right? And decisions one way or another, and influence things one way or another, when really we want an even playing field, not for the sake of being even, but for the sake of getting as much data as possible that could improve whatever particular challenge you're facing or working on or task or whatever it may be. It's imperative. So be aware of that. Look around your teams, look around your group, see who has the dominant voice or who, you know, if it's more than one, you see the, you know, where they fall into the pack, so to speak. You know, you have your alpha dogs, you have your betas and so forth and so on. And see how that structure is. You know, you don't want a command and control structure. You don't want a top-down thing. It's counterintuitive to Agile practices and in general, you know, of good teams. So look for those people and bring them in and work hard at that. And work hard at being able to sense the moods and sense what's happening and address it in a constructive way and, you know, at their level, not your level, you know, at their level. Good luck out there. Just thoughts on emotional intelligence in Agile teams and in life in general and teams, period. I am Adolfo Ferranda with NerdStalker.com. You can find me at NerdStalker on Twitter, or at AFerranda Twitter, really at NerdStalker. And check us out on YouTube and all the places. Thanks a lot.